Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 19. I'm your host, Jamal Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and, you know, it's time to delve inside of my mind. So, today, I'm going to go into full detail of writing a book from beginning to when it officially goes live on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all other websites that I publish on. So, before I start, I'm going to read a quick little quote from Danny Jorgensen, and it goes like this. Writing is a journey of self-discovery. It's when we discover who we are that it becomes truly remarkable. So, that's a little something for you to start this podcast off today. So, here we go. When I meet people and we start discussing, you know, what we do and, you know, what our passions are, I tell people I'm a writer and I'm an author and, you know, I write on social issues, things like that. And it's just funny, like, the astonished faces that I see, but it's amazing in a lot of ways. I think, like, for people, it's like this, like, surreal feeling that they're actually speaking to a published author type of thing. So, I don't know, like, I guess this is a phenomenon now where it's, you know, it's this grand surprise that they're meeting someone who writes books, you know? I guess it's because, you know, the big name authors that, you know, people read about or listen to their audiobooks or whatever the case is, they know, like, what are the chances that I'm gonna, you know, run into J.K. Rowling or, you know, Stephen King or James Patterson or, you know, and then, you know, the people that write on social issues, you know, like Michelle Alexander or Eric Michael Dyson and, you know, all of those, you know, great people, Alex Haley, who wrote Malcolm X, you know, so it's like, what are the chances that I'm going to, like, run into those type of people that are, you know, big name, you know, known authors and things of that nature. So, you know, people ask me what I write about, you know, how I do it, and, you know, if I, you know, have a publishing company that's backing me, and, you know, then I get to this place where I'm like, well, I'm a self-published author. I do everything on my own. You know, like 90% of it is pretty much all on me. And, you know, there's the, oh, wow, like, really? Everything? Yeah, nearly everything, right? So I'm going to make things a little easier for everyone. You know, I'm going to literally break down the whole process of doing everything when it comes to being a self-published author. The first part of all this is the brainstorming sessions that I have. Brainstorming sessions can last anywhere between 30 minutes to 2 hours, right? Most of the time, my brainstorming sessions are between 45 minutes and an hour, right? Now, for me, this is the most important process, and I feel, honestly, for anyone in general, this is the most important process to any book that you will ever write, right? And even if you're, you know, doing other projects or, you know, you're working on a business that you're, you know, looking to create or anything else, like, because this applies to everything in a nutshell, but this is the writing journey, right? So I have a blue book that I used to write in. Now I've kind of shifted. Then I shifted to a black book that I was writing in. And now I'm kind of writing in another book. So it's like, it's a, you know, one book for like every year and a half, give or take. And I use these books to write pretty much every single idea or concept for a book, writing to-do lists, along with writing the chapters and the outlines for how I'm going to write my books, right? So basically, in a nutshell, it's just me writing anything and everything that comes to my mind. even if it doesn't sound right away, it doesn't make sense, you know, certain chapters may not, you know, be, may not fit, certain chapters can be put into, you know, other chapters to where they, you know, it makes sense and it flows, you know, things of that nature, right? So every book that I've written, I go through brainstorming sessions. And, you know, some books it takes a day. Sometimes it's 1 to 3 days where I'm fully planning out a series. So for an example, you know, Kids with Guns, that series was a good 2 to 3 days of me planning out that whole series. So, you know, with series, I try to plan out everything in a nutshell on how I'm going to write the series. I don't do it one book at a time, because sometimes, you know, you can, you know, for me, I can get lost in writing a book and then trying to figure out what's next. So I've kind of learned that along the way, and that's, you know, great, a great way of, you know, how I work, right? So a lot of times it can, you know, it can go longer, but I think once I write down the chapters and how I want to write my outline on how I'm going to write my books, I will write what will be discussed in each chapter and, you know, what characters I'm incorporating, developing a storyline, you know, and, you know, making sure that I'm going to be able to write everything and bring the story out. There's also creating, you know, a backstory, you know, to certain characters and, you know, experiences that they may have dealt with or been through that could potentially relate to the reader when they're reading the book, right? A lot of this comes natural to me. And maybe it's because I've been writing since I was a young kid. And for me, I've been honing my craft for so long, and I've been writing, you know, different things, you know, for the longest time. You know, I've been writing the shorter poems and things of that nature and working on, you know, little projects here and there. So maybe that's the potential reason for why, you know, a lot of this comes natural to me. A lot of, you know, my talents and abilities, I know I have because of, you know, because of God and, you know, because, you know, I believe that I was blessed with, you know, the ability to write. So that's, you know, the brainstorming sessions. And, you know, if you are to read, you know, my blogs and stuff like that on my website, we're on AquarianMindWrites.com, and you look at my Book Insight Fridays and you read my blogs at the bottom of my blogs after I finish writing everything, you'll see a lot of, you know, various notes that I've written. Some of it's going to be neat and some of it's going to be mumbo jumbo and scrambled. So The Struggles and Growth of the Man, it looks great and neat, but you start reading Code Blue and, you know, especially the Kids with Guns series, you're going to see arrows and, you know, so much written on those pages in my book. So the next part of this is the book title. And to be honest, it's really harder than what you think. You don't want to have the same book title as other authors because honestly, it gets lost in the shuffle in book websites. And to be honest, you want to grab a person's attention and you want to get them intrigued. And sometimes I still have that issue, you know, with that part, but I continually, you know, look to work on being better at it, right? So your book title, you don't want it to sound boring. You don't want it to sound too generic. And you want it to appeal to someone to where if they come across your book right away, they're going to go, ooh, what's that? You know, you don't want to lose sight of that, you know? So, you know, Code Blue and Ode to the Badge and Gun, that's self-explanatory, right? You know, everyone, you know, knows in a nutshell that Code Blue means police, right? The Struggles and Growth of a Man. I wonder what that means. I wonder what that will consist of, right? So you're intrigued more. Now you want to know what that synopsis is, right? Kids with Guns. That can go of various directions, right? Could be kids with guns, you know, with kids killing each other, right? But then when you go into looking into what it's about, you read the synopsis, you realize that it deals with a school shooting. and deals with gun control in America, right? So it's all in grabbing a person's attention. America under mind control, right? Wait a minute. I'm under mind control? What does that mean? You know? America, a country divided. I wonder what that means. We're divided. How? Right? The world in ruins. Wait a minute. The world's not in ruins. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But you're going to wonder what that title exactly means. Right? You know? So it's all in, you know, how you want to bring out, you know, the title of that book. And, you know, you got to make sure that it grabs the person's attention, right? So the next aspect is writing the book. And this is how I do it in my order. Some people will write the synopsis before they write the book. I write the book and then figure out, you know, 4 to 5 sentences to really break down the book, but not totally give it away to where you're still intrigued by you're intrigued by the book cover, you're intrigued by the synopsis. Now you're going to click to read what I wrote and, you know, the little preview, and then you decide, you know, what you want to do from there, right? So now it's writing the book. Now, for some people, this is the hardest part. And here's the reason why. It's not writer's block. That's not always that. It's people's schedules, lives, kids, families, distractions, and plenty of other things, right? Now, if you have a goal to finish writing a book by a certain time, please do your due diligence and stick to it. I talk to people, you know, who ask me about the process of publishing a book, and, you know, I go through, you know, the necessary steps of certain questions, and I ask, have you written the book? And a lot of people can give me the answer of not yet. I will always consistently tell people you cannot skip the important steps before getting to the publishing process, right? So you gotta write. You gotta write consistently, no matter what. Now, it doesn't take long for me to write books, and it's because I really buckle down and get to work. So I can write a book in a weekend. Sometimes I can write a book in two to three weekends. It all depends, right? This also means that I don't go out much. I'm not the guy that's going to be hanging around with my friends all the time. And I don't really, you know, let things distract me too much. Here and there, I get distracted by, you know, sports and TV shows and things of that nature. But in a nutshell, I know what my goals are. And for me to have written as many books as I have, I'm not that distracted. But in all honesty, I hold myself accountable for me being lackadaisical and goofing around and things like that. Honestly, if you need someone to keep you on track and push you to continue to be consistent in your writing, do that. Especially someone who has done it or is doing it or whatever the case is. Otherwise, you're just never going to finish your book, and you're going to continue to concoct excuses as to why you can't finish your book or you haven't finished it or whatever the case is. So writing is consistent. You've got to carve out time, whether it's an hour a day, 2 hours a day, 30 minutes a day. Do that. You can decide how many pages you want to write. You can decide how many words you want to write. You can decide how many chapters you want to write, whatever it is. For me, I don't set, a certain amount of chapters I'm going to write or a certain amount of words or anything like that. For me, I just flow with it. I go and I just let things come to me. And some people can do that. Some people can't. I'm not saying do anything like me. Honestly, I'm telling you, do what you feel is right, do what you're comfortable with, and enjoy the process. Editing and proofreading is the next step of this, and honestly, I do this myself. Why? Because, well, it's my book, my content, so why wouldn't I do it myself, right? Now, I do miss things here and there. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I haven't read a perfect book in my life. I'm just going to sit here and tell you that too. Certain sentences can be worded differently to sound right. Sometimes a word or two gets misspelled. That's just part of the process. The biggest part of it is if your book is formatted correctly and can be read efficiently, you're good to go. Now, there are plenty of editors and proofreaders. You can find them on Fiverr. And if you want to pay someone to read over your book, go for it. If you're not someone that wants to proofread what you wrote, that's perfectly fine. For me, it's just I have a comfort level, and it's more for a budgeting standpoint where I don't want to pay someone $40 to do that when I can pay $40 to do book promotion, you know, or I can pay $40 to, you know, do an interview on a radio show or whatever the case is. So it's up to you. For me, I'm trying to find ways to keep my costs down when it comes to certain things like that. I personally think it'll benefit you in the long run, especially if you're a new author. So for me, every book that I've written, I've, you know, edited it and proofread it myself. The next step is formatting your book. Now, formatting for ebook version and formatting it for paperback version. Because, you know, you're going to really, in a nutshell, you're really going to format it for both versions. You're going to publish both versions because, well, some people are ebook readers, some people are paperback readers, and some people are audiobook listeners. So, who would have thought that, you know, in, you know, 2021, that, you know, we're doing three versions of books when I would say about 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, you're only really reading a paperback version. You got to go to a library or you got to go to a bookstore to get a book. But anyway, you want to make sure that, you know, your paperbacks come out right. That's going to be your bread and butter. Your ebooks is going to be important too. You don't want your book to look sloppy, unreadable. Ebooks, you want your chapters to be clickable because people will be reading an ebook. Let's say your book is 15 chapters and they read the first five and they're going to come back to your book later when they close out that app. They're going to come back to it. And you know, they're going to want to hit that chapter. They want to click that chapter button in your table of contents on your ebook and be able to take them right back to where they left off. Right? So that's huge. You know, while there are plenty of places and websites and you can use, you know, I've, you know, in the past gone with Fiverr to get someone to format my books, but now I format things myself. And it allows me to, like, really learn how, you know, to do all of these things. There is a website called streetlib.com. It's based out of, I'm going to say Italy. Don't worry, the website's not all in Italian. It's, you know, you can read it in English. But I utilize that. And that's how I'm able to create ebook, you know, EPUB, Mobi, and paperback versions of my books. And, you know, they come out great. And I'm thankful for that. And, you know, if I miss something or something doesn't look right, I will go through the process of editing it and changing it and making sure that everything sounds right. And when you do things yourself, always remember to put your copyright aspect of it. You can find it, you know, on copyright websites where you can, you know, utilize, you know, a copy and paste thing to let people know that your stuff is yours and only yours, so you're not getting into any issues down the road, you know, with, you know, your publishing. And depending on how long your book is, word count, sizing, stuff like that, when you're done with formatting it, that's, you know, where you'll be able to determine your price, things like that. But if you choose to use Fiverr to have someone do the formatting for your book. Just make sure that it's reasonably priced and you let them know exactly what you're looking for. Most people know that you're looking for it, you know, EPUB and, you know, a PDF. PDFs are the best versions to use for publishing your paperbacks. Book covers. You do not have to spend $500 for a book cover. You don't. In previous podcasts, when I shared about not wanting a book deal, I went through the process of talking about book covers, and I have used Fiverr for a few people. For my Code Blue series, America Under Mind Control, One Drink Too Many, America, Country Divided, you know, those things, you know, those book covers I definitely utilize people for because I wanted my vision to fully come out. For my other books, I made them myself by using a website called canva.com, so it's C-A-N-V-A. You can utilize their website. They also have an app. There are a lot of pre-made book covers that you can utilize. You can plug things in, things like that. You can also utilize images from Shutterstock.com, and then you can plug that in into making a book cover. It's a great website. Sometimes options are a little bit limited. So that's why I was able to, you know, utilize people on Fiverr. There are so many great people on Fiverr that have done thousands of book covers and they look amazing. So, you know, go through the process, do your research, you know, look at, you know, the stuff that, you know, these people have done, and these people are based all over the world and they do pretty well for themselves. So a lot of times it's great to be able to support, you know, these people and, you know, help them to, you know, get their word out about them. So once you have your book cover made, you're good. Your spine is going to be important. I do the spine on Amazon, which the spine is basically the back part of it on Amazon. And hopefully one day on YouTube, I will go through the process of showing people how I do everything. I try to record myself and show people how I do everything. And that's that. So the synopsis, right? That's the brief book description of what your book is about. And you want to talk about your book, but you don't want to give it all away. You don't want to tell too much. You know, you don't want to tell the whole story, you know, in your synopsis, you know. And if you give too much information about your book, then there's really no incentive to buy it, right? But then if you give too little, then it's not enticing enough to get someone to buy your book. So, you know, catch 22, you know, you gotta be in between, you know, you gotta have that common ground to where you figure out what will work and exactly what won't. The good part is you can change it a few times before you even really fully publish your book and before it hits bookstores. And even when you publish it, you still can alter it and change it a little bit, right? But you want to stress the important aspects of the plot and the storyline and really discuss your main character briefly. You know, you have to draw in readers into what you're writing about and why. And, you know, your why is going to be the biggest part, you know. So a good 6 to 8 lines or sentences about your book should be sufficient enough to, you know, draw readers in. And, you know, if you need help with it, there's really nothing wrong with that. You know, always remember that. But, you know, seek people that, you know the process of publishing books and things of that nature. And, you know, maybe you seek authors and things of that nature, right? So now comes the book publishing part. Yeah. Don't think this is the fun part, because it's not always the fun part. So, obviously you're going to publish your book on Amazon, right? Now, be mindful that Amazon is only 80% of your market. And for me, that's not enough for me. I want the whole spiel. So for me, my books aren't just on Amazon. They are in all other bookstores. So I don't utilize KDP Select. That whole KDP, you know, read book pages and get paid that way. No, that's not my thing. And maybe I do one or two books down the road where it's just KDP Select only and those books are just in that bookstore. But time will tell. But anyway, Amazon, you want to have an account with them. So creating an account with Amazon, that's going to be huge and important. Now, if you already have Amazon Prime, cool. You don't need to create another account because you can utilize that same account. You do kdp.amazon.com, you sign in, and you go through the process of creating your book. And once again, like I said, I'll do my best one day in creating a YouTube video about it. Now, if you want to utilize the other bookstores and libraries and things of that nature, and you want to do it all in one shot, utilize draft2digital.com. So it's draft2digital.com. So it's all one word. There are other websites that you can use that'll get your books all in one shot. But for me, Draft2Digital has been good to me the past few years. There have been no issues. There have been other companies that have tried to entice me to swing their way. But what I always stick to is if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. So Draft2Digital has an easy menu and layout. They give you step-by-steps on getting your books out to all the readers. You get to choose what bookstores you want to publish them on. It saves you the time from having to create numerous accounts. So for me, my books are on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, Scribd, Kobo, Biblioteca, Baker & Taylor, and they're in a bunch of places. I get a couple of sales on Barnes & Noble and Apple, you know, here and there. And, you know, Kobo is occasional. But... you know, those are, you know, my main bookstores that I have them on, things of that nature. Paperbacks, you're going to want to, you can utilize Barnes & Noble for that. And Amazon's going to be huge because Amazon does very well with paperbacks and stuff like that. Paperbacks, it's a little bit of a process with publishing. Ebooks, it's a process also. You want to have your keywords, you want to have the right categories. You want to have the book title. You got to decide, you know, if you're writing your books in a series, things of that nature. You got to put your book cover in there. You know, you got to put your file in there, things like that. Paperbacks, you got to, you know, put your book cover into there. You got to do the spine, things like that. If you decide to create a book cover and you wanted to have the spine done for you, you can have that done for you in regards to your paperbacks. But for me, I want to, you know, have that control. And, you know, everybody has their comforts and choices and things of that nature. Next comes pricing, which is, you know, toward the end when you're on Amazon. And as a first-time author, you know, it's honestly going to be up to you with pricing. But if you make your ebooks or paperbacks too high, sales are not going to be as prevalent. So making an ebook $4.99, $5.99, and you're an unknown author, it's not going to get you that far. I'm going to be brutally honest, and I've seen that for myself. You know, certain books I make 99 cents, some I make $1.99, and the most I go is $2.99 in regards to ebooks. Now, if you become great and well-known and things of that nature, or you get a book publishing deal, they're going to have a little bit more leeway and control over the pricing. So, got to be careful with that. In regards to paperbacks, it honestly depends on how long the book is. So, you know, for me, 70 to 80, 80 pages, I'm going to go $6.99. You know, 80 to 90, you know, it's $8.99. Over 90, you know, over 100 pages, I'm going to go $9.99. The highest book point I've gone is $10.99, and that's for The World We Live In, a book on social issues, part 3. And that's because that book is over 180 pages. So it's a different animal. And that's my longest book that I've written to date. And I don't know if I'll ever write a book that long ever again. But I always say never, right? So pricing is going to be important. You want to make sure that your books are affordable, things of that nature. Book reviews, sometimes that's going to be good to have before you publish your book, but sometimes you're not going to be able to get those book reviews. So I use this website called kbookpromotions.com, and you're able to, you know, utilize their services for readers to buy your book and leave reviews. So it's good price points. It's affordable. You know, and I'm not going to sit here and go through prices and all that stuff. I would rather you guys go on there, look, see what your options are, things like that. They offer various book services. It's ran by an older gentleman named Richard McCartney. He's a self-published author himself. Good guy, good dude. He's based out of, I know he's in Europe. I think he's in UK or Germany, something like that. I don't remember off the top of my head. I apologize. So, you know, you utilize that. You know, you can get a couple of book reviews. Reader's Favorite, you can utilize that, but they don't post the reviews on the review section. You can utilize that to post, like, book reviews under your book and things of that nature. So, you know, these are the options that you can utilize. And that's going to be important. And then, you know, pretty much promoting your book and, you know, reaching out to the masses, things like that, utilizing, you know, various, you know, book promotion websites, depending on what type of book you write. I don't want to sit here and throw out the websites because we all write in different categories and things of that nature, and certain book sites utilize, like, just romance or steamy romance, and then some do social issues and some do women's fiction and, you know, things like that. So it all depends. Some do self-help. So I can't toss out all these book websites, but what I will say is you can search on, you know, a Google search or DuckDuckGo or whatever, or Bing, and do best book promotion websites and do your research and look into it. I know Written Word Media is a good website, and I've utilized them before, and I've utilized a couple other ones and gotten a few book sales. But the goal is to, you know, get consistent book sales, and that's always going to be the grind and the journey. Amazon ads, you can utilize that. I've done that. BookBub ads, you know, you can utilize that too. And you know, Books Go Social, it's a good website. You know, they'll do your Amazon ads for you. So this is the process that, you know, you go through as a self-published author. You know, if you go through a book publishing company, a large percentage of this will not be part of the process. And you'll be able to kick back a little bit. But book publishing companies, they're going to pretty much have the final say because they're trying to recoup the money that they're investing into you. So with that said, that is the process with, you know, writing a book from beginning all the way until it goes live. There's way more things that go on in between it, and I'll get to that stuff down the road. So with that said, that's my insight for today. Thank you for listening to Mondays with Mello. Stay tuned for Wednesday with Motivation and Inspiration and Book Insight Friday. With that said, have a good week, everyone. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.